interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Can you believe we are wrapping up January? I mean, this is what season's all about. It's so jam-packed with great experiences, outdoor, indoor, you name it. There's something for everybody. And I'm thrilled to introduce you to my guest in the studio who has a leadership role in a number of the organizations that help to keep us all so busy. Before I welcome her on, I do want to give a quick shout out to Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market Plaza, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie, South Hutchinson. Open 7 days a week, true nail artists. If you want to bring in something pretty and fun and have them emulate it for Valentine's, they can do it. It's amazing. With just a look of a picture, they can bring it to life. It lasts for weeks. It's great pricing. They have massaging chairs for all your pedicures. They even have special Disney-inspired chairs for the kiddos at both locations. So if you are looking for a fresh manicure, pedicure, you want to be pampered, take advantage of what Foxy Nails can bring to you, two locations throughout the Treasure Coast. Here in the studio, she always has great nails. Yeah, part of the reason why I love her so much. Robin Reif, she is the team leader of the Robin Reif team with Douglas Elliman. They have their own office in Sebastian. You all are working so hard to really bring to life the hopes and dreams of so many people when it comes to home ownership, right? And at different stages in our lives, we're needing and wanting different things. And you are celebrating 21 years in the industry.
Yes, that's hard to believe.
And yet, over the years, you've obviously been able to build a love of real estate with your family because really all hands on deck, right?
Yep. My daughter, my son-in-law, Sally is on the team. She's like my adopted sister from another mother. and then my husband works part-time. So, yeah, we...
All the people affair. You like most with you, the people you can trust and count on.
Yep.
I love 100%. That. Yeah. Now, I was mentioning at the top of the show that there's a lot happening throughout the Treasure Coast that keeps us busy, January, February, March. And this year, you are serving as the president for the Sebastian Area Chamber of Commerce. I personally have been a member of that chamber since I joined White Glove Moving and Storage 11 years ago. It's a small but mighty chamber.
It is.
And we always are having fun things going on, including one of your favorite events that kind of runs through the bulk of the first quarter, right?
Bulk, that's... you're talking about the concerts in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do the concerts in the park for the past couple years before. They were shut down, obviously, because of COVID,
yeah.
Came back, and they were doing six, and we begged them to do a little bit more because it's so popular.
The community loves it.
They absolutely love it, and they come out in all weather.
Yes.
Hence, this past Friday, it rained off and on, and they were still there. So it was a good turnout, but there are concerts in the parks. I believe there were nine this year, so there's eight left. We've had our first one January 12th. Doesn't happen during the summer season when it's so
hot. Too hot, yeah.
But there are a couple, usually on a Friday. It used to be the first Friday of every month, but now they're fitting in a couple more. So free concert, free music, food vendors, ton of fun, and just great music. So,
and it's right by the park. So if you're just listening and you haven't been to Riverview Park, it's a great park right off of US 1. Views of the Indian River. Great size playground, so it is family friendly. You can bring the kids.
Yep.
And you weren't kidding about food vendors. They have a terrific selection. Yep. Each month. And how about the Lions Club?
Yep, Lions Club sponsors. They come out and they're there. They hand out the popcorn, sell the popcorn, and just they're a staple. They just are there and always willing to give a hand.
So. And they're bright yellow. You can always find them.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, we also have drink vendors out there. Yes?
There's some drink vendors, usually Louis, Uncle Louis Italian Ice, different things that are there at the park. That
I just love this.
Different restaurants will have a small section of food.
And you got to bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair,
Or
sit
blanket.
On the ground, blanket, mm-hmm. Get up and dance. It's all, you know, if you can sponsor.
And your team is sponsoring this
we
year.
We sponsor every year.
Every
We've
year.
Been
yeah.
sponsoring for probably about 5 or 6 years.
It's just such a great community event, and it's really a 2-minute hike from your beautiful offices that have all been redone and rebranded. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. About a year and a half ago, we got new owners of the, it used to be the Village, for those familiar with Sebastian. It was the Village shops, and Susan and Jason came in and bought the whole
complex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's probably about 10 to 12 buildings back there, actually.
Yeah, each one darling.
Taste of Asia, Sebastian Tavern, Roxy's Hello Gorgeous hair salon. Addicted to Stuff. There's several.
I love that store.
There's several businesses back there. New candle shop, a new coffee shop, Beebs Beans. There's so much there that are just wonderful. But Susan and Jason did an excellent job of rehabbing. Night and day difference between what it was and what it is now. And it's just beautiful. They've changed the name to The District. So it's The District Shops. And just south of Main Street, north of 512. Great location.
It really is. And plenty of parking back there, too.
Yeah, lots of parking. Mm-hmm. Little view of the little pond back there. It's really cute.
And outside of your office, which you shifted your office just a smidge, yeah?
I'm always in the same location. I had 2 units. Now I just have one, the far north unit on the first building, if you're going north.
I gotcha.
Just south of the Cat's Meow.
that's just fun to say, you know, just south of the Cat's Meow, you know.
but yeah, there's in the front building, there's our office, obviously, Douglas Elliman, Robin Reif team. And then there's going to be an art studio in the middle,
Ooh.
Which is actually the owner's going to be her shop. She's a famous, a really great artist, and she has a website and everything. And then there's Beebs Beans, the new coffee shop.
Oh, that's going to be so aromatic
yeah.
for you.
Mm. He's actually grinds and does his own beans right there, so roast them all there. So it's
delightful.
Like, yeah.
2 o'clock, pick me up. I tell you what, on these rainy days. And what's also really convenient about where you are in proximity to the district shops is that you also have that street parking right there.
Yes, we can park in the street. Just have to be careful when you get in and out.
Sure.
Because you're
mindful.
Right there on US-1. But it is great parking, easy access. You can walk to the river. Sometimes we do for just to get out and get some fresh air. Actually have a little bit of a river view.
Yeah, for sure.
Already. Marine Bank is real close. There's a couple other great businesses around us. And it's just a great location because we can get away for a lot of restaurants around us. So we can get away for a quick bite to eat in between or
yeah.
have it brought into us and eat at our desks, which we do quite often.
Well, I bet that this is going to look so great now that it's entirely revamped when it comes time for our Sebastian Chamber grill out night
yeah.
and our light up night. Huh?
Yes, it does. We really did. They decorated the front of the buildings for, actually, most of the buildings were able to decorate if they wanted, but Suzanne and Jason did our building because they're in it.
Yeah.
And it looked really, really great. And for Christmas, for the holiday Christmas parade and
Light Up Night, which is always that first
correct.
Friday of December.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that was great, a great turnout. There was tons of people. And then for Grill Out Night in August, it'll be just as nice.
Oh, yes,
it's
she'll be ready. Our Presidente will be ready.
Yes.
Now, you've also served in other leadership roles throughout Indian River County. In fact, yours truly, ladies and gentlemen, my first opportunity to serve as an affiliate chair. An affiliate for the Realtors Associations throughout the state of Florida are businesses that help to support the Realtor. And that can be a variety of things, from title to home loans, just like our dear sponsors here on the program, Caliber Home Loans, that I know over the years.
They're fantastic. Shannon and Lucy and the other lenders there are number one, our go-to. There's several that are really good. We love the homegrown, the ones that are local that we can get in front of, and they're top notch.
And of course, the fact that they always use local appraisers really helps to set them apart and make everything
run smoothly.
Right.
Just smooth transaction. You know, if they're in there, if they're part of the deal, that it's going to go smoothly and 9 times out of 10 close a little bit early, which is a surprise.
Right. Everyone loves that. And then when the closing is getting ready to go through, we call the mover. We secure the date. Yay.
Yes.
And the first ever opportunity I had to serve in a leadership role as an affiliate with the Realtors Association here of Indian River County was an appointment from our beautiful Robin Rafe, who was the president that
2015.
Yes.
Yes. Seems so long ago.
Yeah. Well, I guess it kind of is now. It's 9 years.
Yep.
We're almost coming up to a 10-year anniversary.
I know.
And you weren't afraid of this leadership role. I mean, leadership role within a realtor association is a big responsibility, because real estate as a whole is a big part of why Florida is blossoming the way it is.
People don't realize how much real estate affects the economy and what it does and doesn't bring if it's a down year versus an up year. It increases the economy's I don't know the wordage. It just increases the economy, the money that's put out, because if you buy a home, then you're going to need paint and you're going to want to fix up the yard and do different things. So when people buy a home, they put more money back into the economy by going to the Home Depots and the Lowe's and different things. And if things aren't selling, are they going to buy it to flip it? They need materials and stuff. So it adds to not only the home purchase at the money there, but it also adds to the different stores by increasing the sales for them also. So it does greatly influence the economy and putting jobs on, because you got painters and contractors and flooring and different things that people need when they purchase a home. Even a brand new home, people want to make their own. So
customize, absolutely. And with there being such an influx of folks coming from other states to Florida, which hasn't plateaued as much as some would have thought. I know that during the peak of COVID, it was so interesting as a moving company to see folks buying houses. And it must have just blown your mind also. Buying houses sight on scene, going solely off of pictures and descriptions, maybe a little FaceTime video action. And next thing you know, they're sending someone to go get all of their stuff and make this a home, and still didn't see it until things were actually moved in.
Day of.
And it was just like, wow. Now, that is a big generator to our tax base for certain, because unlike if you're coming from another state, unlike being here already or having already established your homestead, this is different dollars that are coming into our economy also.
Right, which some people complain about everybody that's coming in, but I would say, you know, there's a lot of transplants that here. There's very few native Floridians that we meet in our day-to-day business. So when I always say, well, if you don't have the transplants coming in and coming down to Florida, then you're going to, the cities are going to stagnate. They're not going to have that tax base. So it's going to, you know, who's going to
improve the roads and improve all the public services.
Who's going to pay for all of that? And then you'll have a ghost town. So you want that growth. You just want it to be
controlled. Yeah.
And responsible. You want responsible growth. But you do need that growth to keep the cities and everything. Yes, they use the roads. People, you know, annexation is huge in Sebastian right now.
Yes.
Big discussions all the time about that. But you need that growth. And when it's so close, like air at 510, you know, they're like, you're a realtor, you're going to say that. But no, I also live in Sebastian.
Right.
And so you want that responsible growth. And, you know, there's talking about annexing property real close, you know, North Vero, North County proper. And they don't want it in Sebastian, but yet if you don't have that growth, they're still going to use our roads. They're still going to go to our restaurants.
Yep.
They're still going to use our services. And how are you going to pay for it if you don't have that tax base?
Yeah, you're going to feel the strain.
Right.
Why not reap the benefits?
Exactly. So
yeah. And having raised your family there, you've seen its growth in the past.
I moved here in 1996. Mm-hmm. And I've been here, stayed in Sebastian, absolutely love Sebastian, love all of Indian River County, obviously. But Sebastian is, you know, as a special place because that's where I live and raised my kids there. Schools are great. It's just a great little town. And we have river access, which is why so many people. Actually,
love
Sebastian's
it.
Population just is out bigger than the city of Vero now. So
not that surprising. I could understand why. It's just so, it has so much to offer. It really does. So long as you're not looking necessarily for a big box cookie cutter scenario, then it has everything you're looking for.
Right, right. It's mm-hmm. very unique, very niche-y in a way where, because you just have mom and pop restaurants. We don't mm-hmm. have a lot of the name
chains,
brands, the
yeah.
chain restaurants mm-hmm. and stuff. So we have mom and pop restaurants and we have that river life. You can walk the river, play on the river, kayak on the river. And that's the beauty. And fishing, it started out as a little
yes,
fishing village.
Yes, it sure did. Mm-hmm.
So now it's, you know, it's grown quite a bit since 1996, but we're still quaint enough. We still have free river access. You go south, you pay for the boat ramps. We have boat ramps. We have the river access. We have easy access to the 510 Causeway, the Wabasso Causeway.
And that beautiful biking trail that goes from the water out west.
Out west. And it's getting more and more popular now that people are finding it and learning about it. So there's so many little great things to do in Sebastian and in the whole county. I mean, you've got
yeah.
a little bit of everything in Indian River County.
In fact, Sebastian is getting ready to celebrate its centennial.
It's 2024 is the 100th anniversary of Sebastian.
So there will be multiple celebrations all year long.
Yep, and you'll see all kinds of information on them and all the different celebrations. Everything is going to be a wonderful year for the city of Sebastian.
So as folks are listening, we do have to go to a commercial break, and they're saying, wow, Robin seems very involved. She seems very active. She has a passion for real estate. She has a passion for being in the know so that she can educate not just her team, but also her buyers, her sellers. How will they get in touch with you?
They're easy. It's everything is pretty much my name. Website's robinreif.com. Email's robin@robinreif.com. Phone number is 772-633-6214. My husband says he's surprised that it's not on all the bathroom walls because it's everywhere else.
And Reif is spelled R-A-I-F-F. Ladies and gentlemen, we're chatting real estate and centennials of Sebastian with Robin Reif. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America. An attitude and a sound like no other. Jersey Boys is the international musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
I'll go on living and keep on forgiving because...
Who knew four guys from New Jersey would turn the world upside down with a unique sound that nobody had heard, but radio couldn't get enough of? over 10 years on Broadway. Winner of 4 Tony Awards with worldwide performances. It's the award-winning musical of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, featuring over 15 of their certified gold songs. And you know them all. Jersey Boys, now playing at Vero's magnificent Riverside Theater. Get your best tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew. Blue Dolphin Pools strives to provide quality service with a well-trained staff in the field and in the office. They want you to know that your pool or spa investment means much more to them than just another account. They believe you have entrusted them with your investment, and they'll do their best to see that it stays in top condition. Blue Dolphin Pool has been in business over 35 years, setting them apart from the competition. Residential or commercial, Blue Dolphin will keep you in the swim. 567-5853.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
All right, everyone, wrapping up January with some insights into the world of real estate and Sebastian, Florida. Yes, this is an exciting interview with Robin Reif. She is the leader of the Robin Reif team with Douglas Elliman there in the Sebastian office, beautifully renovated right off at US 1. You can't miss them in the district shops. She is proudly celebrating 21 years in real estate. And not only are you active locally, you serve on the board for the Senior Resource Association of Indian River County, which we have on the show time and time again, and yours truly, as well as on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage. We love that organization and what they stand for and what an impact they make to our seniors.
They do so much.
They really do. And of course, you're the president this year of our Sebastian Area Chamber of Commerce, as Sebastian is celebrating its centennial. So there's concerts, there's celebrations, so much to be had. Yet you also serve in a variety of leadership roles on a state level with Florida Realtors.
Correct. Yes. Last year, I was chair of public policy, which oversees about 12 to 14 other subcommittees, like insurance, resorts and second homes, clean water, just a variety of different things that make real estate go round. You just have to
invest the time.
Right. Real estate's more than just putting a sign in the yard.
Yes, indeed.
You really need to know where to go to get answers and how to direct people to be a full service realtor.
And that's a lot of what you and I have talked about in the past over and over again, is that what makes you and your team so successful? I mean, you're doing 100-plus closings a year as a team.
Correct. 3 of us, yeah.
Which is triple, quadruple what the average agent does.
Correct.
You all, by staying so active and by being involved, you're able to know where to go to get the answers should something come across your plate that you need to.
Right. Real estate is so ever-changing, and there's so many legalities involved in it that people just don't realize, and so many moving parts. And we can't know it all because it is ever-changing. So we have volunteered and given our time to other areas of real estate so that we know where to get the answers, because we can't know it all, and we know we don't know it all. But we know where to direct people, and I can pick up a phone and call somebody. We just came back from legislative days in Tallahassee because talking to Robbie Brackett and Aaron Graw. So I can pick up the phone and call them if there's a problem or if someone needs an answer quickly.
That's so valuable.
And it is, and it helps us become a better key person to our buyers and sellers, and just anybody who needs information readily And we know where to go to get the answers.
So one more time with your website, kindly, as we get ready to close out the show, darling.
It's robinreif.com is our website. And my email is robin@robinreif.com. And we're there to help whether you want to buy or sell or if you just have a real estate question in general.
Always a free consultation. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Until next week. Cheers.